My husband is a captain in the Royal Marines, based at Brigade Headquarters at the moment, and also my brother's in the Royal Marines. So that's my connection to the military.
Okay, so quite a strong connection there. Lots of family members involved with the Marines. So
Yeah. You
know all about what it's like with deployment and how the effects that it has on the families. So what is that like as a spouse?
In terms of me starting up my own business, I felt like I was at a difficult point in my life where I had to move out of London, I had to leave my career and friends behind to follow my husband's job in the Royal Marines. I was really at a loss as to who I was outside this military life and what my next steps were with my career. And I think that's something that a lot of spouses out there identify with. I really wanted to start up my own business, but it just felt like an impossible task to do that within the military life.
Tell me about Olivia and Pearl.
It's an accessible luxury pearl jewellery brand. So we offer really contemporary classic pearl jewellery, which is high quality, luxury packaging, a luxury shopping experience, but it's at an accessible price point so the likes of myself and my friends can afford it to treat themselves, gift themselves. The business model is margins are lower with the idea hopefully over the coming years we'll sell more items in bulk.
I mean, it's such a great idea. When did you have this sort of flash of inspiration?
So I've always loved pearls since I was a little girl. My dad would travel to Asia on business, and every time he would return with pearls, he'd gift for me, which I collected. And I was just completely and utterly fascinated by them, how they were created in the shell and their individuality. And about 18 months ago now, I was shopping for pearl jewellery for myself, and I realised there wasn't a cool, modern, contemporary pearl jewellery brand out there that catered for my demographic and price point. So that's really where the seed idea for Olivia and Pearl was born, and I just kind of wanted to see if I could reinvent pearls, really.
To take on the corporate giants in the jewellery industry, Olivia, that is no small feat.
Oh, I know. I've got quite big ambitions, actually. You know, I do really want to take this to the next level. I kind of want to build a global brand over the next 10 years. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I'm really going to sort of have fun trying to take them on and get to the top.
Well, it sounds like you have, to be quite honest with you. Now, when you came up with the business idea and you bandied it about with your mates and your husband and stuff like that, how did you first of all get in touch with Veterans Gateway?
I just had this idea and I was like, okay, how am I going to do this? One, I have no idea how to write a business plan. Two, I don't have the funds to do it. You know, initially I thought, oh God, I'm going to have to wait a couple of years, save up the money, maybe go and do some courses. But I was just Googling and I came across Veterans Gateway, where I learned about ex-forces and startup loan scheme, which they run with the government. I was just completely surprised that there was a solution out there to my problem.
Now, Olivia, were you surprised that this help was available as a spouse?
Yeah, completely and utterly surprised. I had no idea about it at that point. I'm just really excited that I could take my idea forward and you know, put it into action. It's just so nice to have the opportunity to create something that's yours. I can take my business, I can move it with me. So I'm still able to follow and support my husband in his career, but have something that's my own, which is really important, I think, to my identity, and I'm sure to a lot of other spouses out there. You don't want to lose yourself to this military life completely. You know, you still want to have your own identity and purpose.
Well, I tell you what, Olivia, it's such a brilliant story. Now, what would you like the message to be for any partners listening in our Forces family, right round the Forces world today? What can they take from your story?
If you've got an idea, if you've got something that you're really passionate about, trust your gut instinct. You can't stop thinking about it. You're obsessed with it. It niggles away at you and it won't go away. 9 times out of 10, you've probably got a good business idea or, you know, a passion that you could turn into a business or self-employment. So trust that gut instinct. Action it. Get in contact with Veterans Gateway and ex-forces, and they will really provide the support and the tools you need to turn that into action and make your dreams come true. Ex-forces don't just provide support at the start, it's all the way throughout the process. And I can see myself having a lifelong relationship with them in terms of my business development and also on a personal level.